Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM, and now we talk Sabetha, and that's going to be sponsored by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and Sailor Insurance. We're joined by Blue Jays head coach, that is Garrett Michael, after a 35-0 win on the road at Riley County. Coach, really impressive on both sides of the ball. How pleased were you with your team's performance on the road against a very good out-of-league team or out-of-town team, kind of like that, I should say?
Yeah, you know, the last couple games have been two teams that we're unfamiliar with as far as our kids and our team. Riley County, we've played before, like I said last week, but Riley County's the same team, full of good athletes, and they just kind of do what they do. And you just are worried about their team speed, and I worried about their athletic ability on the outsides a little bit. And I thought our guys came to play. I thought they were mentally ready to go, and I knew they were physically ready to go, and I just didn't know how we would match up with them. But, you know, the first half, they came out and no backs and hadn't showed that before. And so we had to kind of, you know, just take a step back and get in our base formation sometimes defensively. And I thought we played well. Then offensively, went down and scored real easy. And then just seemed like there, middle of the second quarter, it seemed like we set the record for penalties. And we had a couple turnovers that kept them in the game. But what I was really proud of is our guys didn't blink. It seemed like we were second and 13, third and 14, five or six times in a row. And we did get those, but we had penalties on the back end of those as well. But they had a big play to end the half and ended up on our three-yard line, and we held them out of the end zone. So I was very proud of that. And then second half, you know, we got back to basics again and held on to the football and didn't have very many penalties, and then it turned out the way it did.
Team sitting at 4-1. Would you say that was the most maybe complete game on both sides of the ball that you guys have put together so far?
I just told the team I don't think we've put a complete game together, because like I said, there was a stretch in the second part of the first quarter, pretty much all the second quarter there, where we just didn't play very good. And they were penalties as far as hustle penalties. It wasn't, you know, things that I would consider not hustle or being lazy. It was just, they were penalties and they were, but we didn't blink. We didn't get our heads down and let them back in the ball game. And that's what I was proud of. But I'd like to see us play a full game. I don't think we have yet, and I'm anxious to see when that happens.
Still got 3 weeks left here in the regular season. But real quick, what's just kind of the takeaways right now about the defense and how they've played over the last few weeks, a couple of shutouts, and then just 7 points allowed in the last three games. How about that defense and how well they're playing?
Well, you know, I think we talked about this at the beginning of the year. I think our Big 7 league just prepares us for that. I mean, these kids on our team right now, they played last year. And to really want to stop Riley County's run, and then they come out and no back in a formation shotgun, and they're throwing it all over the place, you know, we've defended that in our league, whether that's sometimes Nema Hall, sometimes a little bit of Riverside the last couple years, and Perry. And so we do that, and then we get the wishbone, and then we get a run game from Minneapolis. And I just think our guys are just used to whatever you come out in, we can always go back to our base. You know, the last few games, I thought our defense has, for the most part, done a good job with our reads and making the play when they're presented. Yes, there's a couple plays that we've left out there, but for the most part, we're getting good at tackling. We're practicing that. Probably a little more emphasis on that in the last couple years than we have in the past. So I'm proud of them.
Sabetha on the road at Riverside. They jump back into league play this Friday. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Sabetha football coach, that is Garrett Michael. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and Sailor Insurance. coming off the big win against Riley County last week. You get a Riverside team this week. You're on the road, and they're certainly playing better here in the last couple of weeks. They've won back-to-back games, very impressive at Onega last week with a 34-9 win. They got some spurts on offense and some good athletes. What's the early take on Riverside heading into this one?
Their running backs are very hard to take down. They got a little speed. They're aggressive. They run really well. We had them last year, and they were hard to bring down last year, so it's going to be even harder this year. I know it's a break from district play, but I told our kids it's not a break probably like normal teams have. I mean, this is a league opponent, so this counts for league standings. And so it's just as important a game as anyone, and we talk about that all the time. It's a very important game because it's our next one, but yeah, they're doing some good things. They're not the Riverside of 2 and 3 years ago. I mean, they've got some good schemes. They've got some good athletes. Coach Patton's done a great job of putting that together. And again, their backs run hard. So if we're not going to gang tackle, it can be a long night.
Well, it's going to be a few keys. You mentioned just kind of gang tackling and some of the fundamentals like that. But what are the expectations and a few keys to go on the road and get this big league win this week?
Cut down on penalties and have a game with no turnovers would be the first thing to figure out. And just drives on offense, long drives, whether it's 10, 12, 15 play drives to keep their offense off the field, I think is big. Time of possession and tackling the running backs and stopping the big play. They've done a nice job of going deep, and their receivers go up and get the ball and make good catches. So I guess it's not any different than any other game, but that would be the keys to me.
A couple good teams on Friday night. Sabetha at Riverside as a couple of Big 7 teams clash. Out of district, but a league matchup nonetheless. We'll have it for you on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at mscsports.net. Garrett Michael joining us, Sabetha head coach, as always. We appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks.